Now or later, we talk about the third round of fantasy football drafts as it relates to quarterbacks and, of course, other positions based on ADP currently available. We're recording this on August 18th, a little after 2 p.m. Eastern time. In previous podcasts of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, we've previewed round one, round two, same data. Now we do round three. Thanks to Hooters for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. If you're in the greater Tampa Bay area or West Central Florida, find the location convenient to you. Address, hours, easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. That's originalhooters.com. My email for fantasy questions or other topics for future podcasts, a reaction to something said on a previous podcast, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Before we comment on third round, let me recap names we've already talked about. Based on the data available at the time of this broadcast via fantasyfootballcalculator.com, free service they offer, so we can argue about it. The specs I put in, 12-team, half-point PPR. I even hedged for you to bring so many of you into the conversation. I play standard, but I hedged on these particular numbers and what thousands of mock drafts are doing right now. So the names already off the board in round one and round two, review the previous podcast if you wish to hear me discuss my opinion on that draft capital and those names. Chase Barkley, Robinson, Gibbs, Henry, Jefferson, Lamb, McCaffrey, Gentry, Achane, Collins, Neighbors. And then round two, which I later called the one with three Browns, none from Cleveland. I didn't realize during the podcast that we talked about three Browns. Jacobs, Nacua, Taylor, Thomas, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Kyron Williams, Bucky Irving, Drake London, Lamar Jackson, A.J. Brown, Chase Brown, Josh Allen. So burying the lead, three Browns are going in the first two rounds of fantasy drafts. None from Cleveland. But three Browns are. Did we miss any Browns in the first round? No. So there we go. We had some fun with something. Ready? Round three, based on the data. We said Josh Allen, right, was the last pick of round two. So the headline I gave at the top of this podcast was, you know, with the quarterback, is it here or late, now or later? Because based on the data, Lamar Jackson could go late second round and Josh Allen can go late second round. So the first thought you have in the third round is this where you're taking a big-time quarterback? And the data suggests they may start going off the board late in round two, but definitely in round three. This has to be on your mind. And this is where you have to have an idea. Do you want a big-time fantasy quarterback? And do you want to pay the price for him early at the expense of you not getting that wide receiver or running back who's going to start for you every week? Presumably a wide receiver two or an RB2. That's if you split wide receiver one. But basically, that's what you're doing here. You're sacrificing a starting wide receiver or a starting running back if you're taking a quarterback late round two or in round three. You just have to decide if it's worth it to you. It may be on the fly based on who's available, what you've already taken. I get all that. These franchise quarterbacks do put up big numbers. I love Josh Allen. I have loved owning him in the past. I will admit, by owning Josh Allen, I didn't have enough at other positions to be a championship team. I didn't. So last year, when I waited, took Jaden Daniels, that worked out great. Did I win a championship? No. But it worked out. You're not going to get away with that this year. So Jackson and Allen already off the board based on ADP of this data going into round three. But that's kind of a theme here of this third round. Is this where you take a quarterback? Is this your plan? And if so, is it worth it based on what you're leaving on the board? Fantasy football calculator data from thousands of mock drafts, half point PPR, 12-team league has T. Higgins coming off the board first in round three. Higgins, injury, contract, all sorts of stuff going on with him, just being a Cincinnati Bengal, you know, Burrow injuries back to 2023. I just don't know if this is worth it. I don't. This high. Jamar Chase up higher. So Higgins at best number two. How much Chase Brown touches the ball. Granted, it's just the third round. Okay. If you've taken two running backs, I don't see you taking T. Higgins as your wide receiver one. He's not even the wide receiver one on his own team. Let's say you've taken two wide receivers, and for some reason you want to take T. Higgins as your wide receiver three. Okay, I'm just playing along with you. Let's say you already have one running back and one wide receiver, and you're going to take T. Higgins as your wide receiver two before you take your RB two. That you're going to take T. Higgins instead of, and I'm peeking ahead, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Kenneth Walker, James Garner, Rockford Files reference, Omarion Hampton. I mean, some of those players, I can argue, I think by the end of the year, T. Higgins gets you more points. Because I think there's a bit of a drop-off in running backs there, after James Cook especially. Not to say there aren't running backs later you can't get, but we're just going based on the data. T. Higgins leading off round three, ADP 25, and after two quarterbacks come off the board in Lamar and Josh Allen. Joe Burrow next at ADP 26, second pick of round three. So back-to-back Bengals. Wow. So can any other team say this? Based on this data, four Bengals in the first 26. Chase Brown at one. I'm sorry. Jamar Chase at one. Chase Brown at 23. T. Higgins at 25. Joe Burrow at 26. Of those four, the one I like most based on the draft capital invested is Chase Brown. Especially if you already got a running back and he's your RB2. Third pick, round three, Ladd McConkey, Chargers. This is our first Charger going off the board. Good player. It's not like there's any other Charger pass catcher that you think you're losing volume to. But I'm hung up on how much Greg Roman and Harbaugh want to run the ball. And that I just don't think Justin Herbert's that good. A couple years ago, I questioned the people that said, Justin Herbert may not have it. I'm now with you. I agree with all of you. I'm sorry I doubted you. Justin Herbert, prove me wrong. You sure as hell didn't in that playoff game against the Texans. Maybe it's appropriate you and Mario Cristobal together gagged a chance to make the college football playoff at Oregon. Had lost that game to Herm Edwards and Arizona State. Maybe Justin Herbert is to quarterback what Mario is to head coach and just doesn't have it. McConkey to me is not a third round value at wide receiver. Tyreek Hill, ADP 28, second Dolphin off the board. Everything I said about Achane almost applies to Hill and then some, because of the volatility you have about Tyreek Hill and what he's going to say, what he's going to do. And I'm the person that, when he was traded from the Chiefs to the Dolphins, heavily invested in Tyreek Hill, knowing there's this obvious, when a wide receiver one goes from one team to another team, in the fantasy universe, too many people, for no good reason, downgrade that receiver. And Hill put up huge numbers for me that first year in Miami. We have no idea, week to week, what is going on with Tyreek Hill. Where he's going to play, how much he's going to play, what's going on with the Dolphins, who his head coach might be, who his quarterback might be. Way too many variables here. Even for relative to all these receivers that went in front of Tyreek Hill and based on Tyreek Hill's talent. I'm not one who's going to be intrigued if Hill is on the board for me at 28. James Cook, fifth pick, round three. He was my first running back last year. I waited. I think I got him in the fourth round. And it worked out really, really well. So James Cook is now paid. The scoring plays were definitely there. The big plays were there. Why do I hesitate to want James Cook again this year? Maybe just because last year I didn't think his usage was consistent enough. And it was proven by when the Bills had the ball on their racket with decent field position, plenty of time, timeouts, go to the Super Bowl. Go win the game against the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. And the Bills ran six plays before turning the ball over on downs. Cook never touched the ball once and was only on the field for three of them. There are flaws in the Bills. And I think Cook suffers from those flaws. So is it as simple as last year I saw great value in him in the fourth round, and this year I'm questioning his value in the third round? I wasn't disappointed by his performance, but there were just times I felt there was more there and the Bills didn't use it. Whether it was the coaching or Josh Allen. And I want to believe it's the coaching because I believe in Josh Allen. Also, I needed a running back. I hadn't taken a running back in any of the first three rounds last year. If I need a running back here, if you've taken two wide receivers, if you've taken a wide receiver and a quarterback, then sure, I get that you want James Cook here. I think by this position, I'm just going to go back and review the first 28 picks. I will either own, depending on my draft position, I will either own Barkley, Jacobs, Williams, or Chase Brown. If I own none of them, then I might convince myself to take Cook in the third round. If you already have a running back and you're saying, well, you're expecting even less of him as an RB2.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I need him. Because I just don't know that Cook's – it's funny. So last year I'm saying Cook was an RB1. Here I'm arguing against him as an RB2 on a Bills team where can I make the argument that other than Josh Allen, he's the best guy? Yeah, I can. It's an odd situation with James Cook. Do what you think is right. Hell, I might come out of one of my fantasy drafts and have taken him in the third round. If he gets to the fourth round, you got my attention. Reminds me of, and rest in peace to Terrence Stamp. What an actor. Many know him best for General Zod and Superman 2. I also loved him as the villain to the villain Gordon Gekko in the 1987 movie Wall Street. And at one point in a scene with Michael Douglas, there's this back and forth over a stock price. And it's kind of like where I am on James Cook. I loved you in the fourth round. It's an insult in the third round. It's not an insult, but it's back and forth. We move on. Here's Jaden Daniels, based on the data. ADP 30, QB 4, sixth pick, third round, 12-team, half-point PPR. Behind Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels. I don't think Daniels is going to go behind Burrow in 51% of drafts. I just don't. I think there's too much of the rushing element and the people who saw what he did last year from a fantasy standpoint on the field, getting Washington to the conference title game, two road wins. They're going to want him. If they've made up their mind, they want to get a top fantasy quarterback and are willing to take him in the third round, they'd take him over Burrow. I don't know that they'd take him over Allen or Jackson, but some might. So I get what Daniels is doing here. Me? Own him again this year? I don't see why not. But I got him in the ninth round last year. So it's tough for me to take him in the third round. And again, I'm just coming off that draft in recent years where I took Allen as a franchise quarterback early, and I didn't have enough at other positions. But if you want to get Jaden Daniels, this is what the data is telling you. The data says ADP 30, and I think someone's going to move higher than that. So if you want him, I think you're going to have to get him earlier than the 30th overall pick. We are to pick 7 of round 3, and there's Davante Adams. And I would totally be on board here if I felt Matthew Stafford was healthy and was going to be letting it rip downfield to Adams for the Rams. And as of the time of this broadcast, I don't think that's the case. And if it's Jimmy G, Jimmy G's problem has always been being able to make accurate throws downfield. Adams apparently said earlier in camp his problem with the Raiders was not with Jimmy G. It was with Josh McDaniels. Everyone's problem with the Raiders was with Josh McDaniels. Adams is now a teammate of Jimmy G. Play nice in the sandbox. I think Davante Adams is phenomenal. I can't take him if I think Jimmy G is the number one quarterback for the Rams this season. I even wonder if Adams finishes the season with the Rams, much like many wonder if Tyreek Hill finishes the season with the Dolphins. So I can, this is where in the previous podcast, I flipped a couple of guys. The data here says Mike Evans is going next at ADP 32. behind Adams. I take Evans over Adams based on the available information, the consistency of Mike Evans with one team, how he's the red zone threat, not Bucky Irving. It's the same quarterback as last year, Baker Mayfield. I'm not worried about Ibuka until further notice. And much like, you know, we've said what Derrick Henry is in his early 30s is to the running back position, what Tom Brady was in his early 40s to the quarterback position, maybe we should start saying that about Mike Evans and the way he takes care of his body in the wide receiver position. And the way Mike Evans plays the position and doesn't get blown up and treat every play like a third and one on the goal line as a running back the way Nacua does. So, yeah, I take Evans over Devontae Adams here. I'd probably even flip him up higher than McConkey, higher than Higgins. ADP 32 for Evans feels too low. There are always these guys in fantasy football who every year over-deliver on their draft capital, and Mike's one of those guys. ADP 33, Alvin Kamara. I've already done the podcast about the theme park blackout dates and how I've blacked out three franchises off my draft board. I want no part of anybody in Cleveland, no part of anybody in New England. You can overspend for Travion Henderson. I hope it works out for you. I'm not. Or Drake May. And no one in New Orleans. I know the Kamara catalog. I don't think it's worth ADP 33. Just as I think Kenneth Walker isn't worth ADP 34. I think the Seattle Seahawks will be better off when they just decide, you know what? JSN's our number one receiver, which I think they already have, and Zach Charbonnet's our number one running back. And maybe they'll get around to Jalen Milroe being their number one quarterback. So they got some work to do there. Marvin Harrison, ADP 35. You know, people who drafted him last year were really disappointed in him. And I think that's because he wasn't consistent. But, you know, by the end of the year, only 10 wide receivers had more receiving touchdowns than Marvin Harrison. So it's now year two, and I know a lot hasn't changed in Arizona. It's the same sort of polarizing quarterback. It's not a great coaching staff. It's not a great franchise. James Conner is the primary guy in tight. Trey McBride's still getting a ton of throws. Very few of them get in the end zone. I like Harrison. All right? He's not my target of drafting a guy in the third round, but if he slips a little bit, I think Mike Clay in the ESPN fantasy draft got Harrison in round five. So that was pick 52. So Clay getting him at 52, remember the Wall Street analogy? I loved it. I love Harrison at 52. It's an insult at 35. There you go. James Conner, 36. So back-to-back Cardinals at 36. Conner just gets it done. I think Conner's a really solid RB2 on a fantasy team. Even better as an RB3, where he can sort of ride when he's hot, because he'll get hot. All right, so there's your third round and my thoughts based on Fantasy Football Calculator from thousands of mock drafts as of August 18th. ADP 25 through 36, Higgins, Burrow, McConkey, Tyreek Hill, Cook, Daniels, Adams, Evans, Kamara, Walker, Harrison, Connor. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.